I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. Well, you're listening to KEXE KBXE. We are talking in this extended hour about what it's like in our local community, staying connected to nature, staying connected to each other, even if it's through Facebook or telephone calls or setting up conference calls with your friends. Yes, we're physically supposed to be apart and keep washing our hands and, you know, stay safe that way. But I think this connection is going to be key to all of us getting through this. We have Megan Reynolds joining us now from the Hibbing area. Megan, you're right on the front lines with your girls, with your husband, with your band. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at your house.
Well, this morning, my daughters and I just finished our morning circle where in order to preserve a certain amount of basic routine where we make sure we all get out of our pajamas on a daily basis and feed ourselves and groom ourselves and to try to maintain a little bit of normalcy in their lives. We just had a sort of morning circle where we sang a little bit and we shared some gratitudes and we looked out the window and noted what the date was and what the weather was. And now we're sort of into the adventure of what sort of things they might be interested in learning about and doing today. So, we're really taking it in as organic a way as possible.
Yeah, what kind of gratitudes were you sharing with each other?
Let's see. So this morning, my younger daughter, Jane, was happy that it will be spring tomorrow. And she was grateful for being able to go to school at home. My older daughter, Addie, was also excited about spring and said that she was grateful for me and that she was excited about her piano lesson today. And I was feeling grateful to have some extra time to connect with friends, but I haven't been able to do that within a long time.
You know, Megan, you've also, like a lot of people, there's Jefferson, your husband, it works in the healthcare industry, so you're going to have to work on supporting him and staying safe as well. What are you thinking on that front?
Well, right now, the folks at the hospital are doing as much as they can to sort of prepare themselves for what may, for whatever sort of comes ahead. So right now, my priority has absolutely been to both take care of myself. You know, it can be challenging being used to having kids in school to be home with kids for long periods of time. So a lot of it for myself has been figuring out how do I carve out time for myself to do the things that feed me, feed my fire, and so that if things get rough at work for Jeff, that we can be a place of sanctuary and support for him and do that for him. So a lot of it is, I mean, self-care is like such a cliched buzzword these days. But I really think about it as, you know, sort of internal, really internal work. How do I make sure that I'm reading enough news, but not too much news, that I'm getting enough sleep, that I have enough leisure, but not too much leisure, that it's about finding the sort of middle ground that puts me in a calm and ready state so that I can be supportive and responsive.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this a lot yesterday when I left work because we're doing, you know, like most places, we're working a lot from home and we're trying to figure things, but the last, you know, 4 or 5 days has been just lots of work, and so I'm trying to figure out how to do less, you know, keep connected to the news, but I was very conscious about, like, I found my softest pair of pajamas as I was getting ready for bed, and then I was making, you know, I have a fun novel I'm reading right now, and even though I kind of wanted to to watch the news, I was like, nope, I'm going to read here. And, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I'm trying to find things that kind of, you know, making sure you have enough lotion since we're all washing our hands so much. We're all pretty chapped up here. So just little things like that can help.
And I think every individual has a different responsibility to themselves and to the community right now. I feel like we are in a deeply blessed position from just a resources standpoint, from a financial standpoint. Like it is a deep privilege that I have that I do not take for granted, that it's not a problem for me to pull my kids out of school and to be home with them when my husband is at work. And I know that not all families have that, and I know that not all healthcare and emergency responders and first responders have that. So I feel like that puts me in that what I am trying to do, and the way that I think about it is, you know, everyone has a part to play, and everyone's part looks a little different depending upon what their situation is and what their resources are. And I'm trying to do my best at any given moment to like fulfill my part, to fulfill my role in bringing the community through whatever tidal wave is coming towards us. I feel very privileged and blessed to be in the situation that I am, and that I don't forget that at any point.
Yeah, lots of people, they woke up today and they don't have a job, and they're going to have to figure it out. The state of Minnesota, you know, is, thanks to some great leadership in our state, there is, you know, a lot of help out there for people monetarily, and but it's not going to be easy, and especially because there's no end date in sight really yet. So it's we got to take it day by day. How about in terms of your band, Sugar on the Roof? Any plans to do some music and, you know, little house concerts and stuff like that online?
I was just in touch with Clancy, our fiddle player, this morning. So we have a CD coming out. We finished recording a CD at Rich Matheson Place up in Sparta. We finished recording in February, and the tracks have been mixed, and they are off to the mastering phase right now. We squeezed in a photo shoot before this whole thing really got up and running. So we are fortunately in a happy place of being able of having those trains chugging along towards putting that actual physical item together. In the meantime, we'll sort of have to wait and see. I think that we all, at least myself, I feel like this is a time, because it's harder to be together in person, especially because Clancy lives in Duluth, that I feel like we have a special opportunity to sort of develop musically. Jeff got home from work last night, and you know, one of the best ways for us to leave behind the current events is for him to pick up his banjo, and we just sat and played tunes for an hour, very casually on our couch after the kids went to sleep, and that is healing and head clearing and centering. It is possible that we will try to do like a live stream concert. We just sort of have to see how the next weeks play out in terms of actually getting Clancy to our space. I kind of want to be hunkered down by myself with my kids for a couple of weeks just to make sure that nobody got sick yet.
No, that makes
and
sense.
In a couple of weeks, we may have a better idea of, you know, we'll have a better sense of how well everyone is, and we'll have a better sense of what's happening in our community in terms of the hospital.
All right.
So,
well, Megan, I may be bugging you later in the weeks to come during this extra part of the morning show to maybe you can help us too with some recipes, healthy recipes.
Oh, sure.
I think it's already feeling like a time to eat all your snacks up in one night because it's just a little different time. So yeah, we'll check in about food with you later. And thanks so much for taking time today.
Absolutely. Lovely to talk with you, Heidi.
You too.